Thank you and good afternoon. Humble Bay Fire announced at yesterday's board meeting that the final step has been taken to consolidate the fire department from the city of Eureka and the Humboldt Fire Protection District. Consolidation will take effect the first day of the new year, and that means that all of the current employees from the two agencies will become official employees of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department. This long three-year process has seen a cost savings of $500,000 per year and improved emergency services. January will also see the consolidation of the Humboldt County Coroner's Office with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, which will go into effect January 30th. California Highway Patrol Officer Tim Gray, who was severely injured during a violent altercation with Richard Estrada of Hoopa last week, has been released from the UC Davis Medical Center. Gray, a two-year veteran who transferred to Humboldt County December 2nd, responded to a single vehicle collision that involved Estrada east of Willow Creek last Thursday. Gray initially spoke with Estrada, but then was suddenly attacked and struck several times by a machete before shooting Estrada, who later died at the scene. An autopsy was conducted on the body of Estrada, and the results were turned over to the critical incident response team. Police and fire departments implore safety during the holiday season. Dan Squire has more.
In addition to good cheer, Christmas presents, and Santa, the Christmas holiday also comes with its fair share of warnings, including reminders from police and fire departments about safety. Make sure you check the water on your real Christmas tree if you have one. That evergreen doesn't stay green long after being cut down, and a dry tree is a fire hazard. Pay attention to the lights that you use and ensure they are in good working order, and never leave candles or other open flames unattended. We've already seen one residential fire due to that occurrence. Police also want residents to be aware of scam artists during the holidays attempting to separate people from their money with phony charity scams or phone scams that sound too good to be true, and they almost are certainly too good to be true. Also remember to secure your possessions when you're out shopping or visiting, and don't leave valuables or gifts in plain sight inside your vehicle. Just a few tips to protect yourself and to help in having a happy holidays.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt State University announced that one of their professors were one of five people to win the prestigious California State University Wang Family Excellence Award. Professor Arnie Jacobson, who is the director of the Schatz Energy Research Center, is the third professor in the school's history to win this award. The Wang Family Excellence Award is aimed to celebrate California State University faculty and administrators who are highly committed and dedicated to their work. Because of Jacobson's work with renewable energy projects in California and work and research in affordable and renewable energy, he has been selected to receive this award. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Yesterday, Highway 101 was closed in both directions as a result of a two-vehicle collision that involved a semi-truck and an SUV Mountaineer. 47-year-old Leggett resident Stephen Ray Castillo was traveling south on the 101 when he let his vehicle drift into the northbound lanes, where he collided head-on with a semi-truck driven by 49-year-old Cynthia Valencia. The crash resulted in the semi-truck and the SUV catching on fire. Valencia, who suffered minor injuries, was helped from the cab of her truck by a passing motorist. Castillo suffered major injuries and later died as a result of those injuries shortly after being transported to the hospital. The investigation into this crash is ongoing. The semi-truck that was burned to the ground during the crash on Highway 101 yesterday was a truck that was operated by California Emergency Food Link. The truck was bound for Food for People for their monthly delivery, and as a result of the crash, donations are going to be made to Food for People. The total donations to Food for People will also be matched by various places in Humboldt County. The Fort Bragg Police Department is asking for assistance in identifying a man and a woman who committed a robbery at a Fort Bragg business December 10th. The police department has posted pictures of the two suspects from the day before and the day of the robbery on the department Facebook page. The couple were identified as the people who stopped at a residence outside of Fort Bragg before the robbery asking for help. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news for this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.